episode 3323, How to Help Your Child Dream.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Get your step on because, yes, it's Friday. And that means we get to raise the house. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And I want you to do a happy dance because it's the weekend. And that means you are free to let it all hang out. How to Help Your Child Dream. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, we can get so bombarded with our schedules throughout the week that we forget to see the little blessings, right? Dream a little dream. And I look at our children. It's easy for our kiddos to get caught up in a whirlwind of daily tasks and responsibilities. They go to school, they have homework, they have so many activities because they have to go and prove themselves before they're even the age of 6 years old, right? I'm probably not stretching that, right? You know what I mean, right? Little room though for daydreaming and imagination. Learn how to help your child dream so they can step into a bright future. You know, I read a recent study by Child Mind Institute. Over 60% of children age 6 to 12 spend less than one hour a day, engaging in creative play or dreaming about their future. Wow. I mean, all I could say is wow. Less than an hour. I can remember when I would play hours upon hours with my friends, and we would take Strawberry Shortcake and Purple Pie Man and Huckleberry Finn, and we were, or Huckleberry Pie, I think, actually, not Finn, that's the real story. Anyway, you know what I'm saying, Huckleberry Pie. And oh my goodness, I loved my dolls and my Barbies, and more so Strawberry Shortcake, not so much Barbies, but that's for another episode. And it was this whole thing of dreaming, how to create imaginary play. And when we're in a society driven by instant gratification and constant stimulation, it's crucial for us as parents to take a proactive step to nurturing our child's abilities to dream and envision a bright future. But sometimes we don't do that. We take the easy way out. We think, oh, the school's going to take care of that. Oh, somebody else will cover that. Well, renowned psychologist Dr. Lisa Damore emphasizes the importance of fostering a child's imagination. And she states, dreaming allows children to tap into their creativity and explore endless possibilities. It's a crucial part of their cognitive development and helps shape their aspirations and goals for their future. It is about dreaming and that imaginary play that gives us room to grow, that has our mind expand, that critical thinking. It's beyond what we just hold right in front of us. But unfortunately, a lot of times our kiddos are just handed the silver spoon, right? They're handed a tablet, a phone. And all you have to do is push on this cute little icon that has this dancing thing. And all of a sudden, everything's there. I've been spending some time with my grandbabies, and I love them to pieces. As you know, I've shared often here. And my grandson has these cards. He's 3 years old, and Mama opened up these brand new set of cards, and they have all numbers on them. And he had this one card, and on one side, there was the word zero with the number zero, and he knows his numbers. And I asked him, I said, what's that number? And he said, zero. But then he immediately turned it over and he goes, what happened? There was nothing on that other side of the card, right? Because zero means nothing. It's the absence of. There's nothing there where the one, the two, the three, they had stuff on the other side that equaled to the number. But for a moment there, he was like, he didn't understand. Like, why is there not something there, Grandma? There should be something there. It made him think. It made him stop. How often are we creating space for our children to think and not where we're just giving them a silver spoon in their hand, a tablet, an iPhone, or a phone, period, a cell phone, right? And I get it. There's a time and a place for that. I do it with my kiddos. Now, my kiddos grew up without that, But we had other mechanisms. We had Leapfrog. Huh, I know, probably stating my age here, right? There was gaming, but it was different. And they didn't have a lot of kids' games out, so we had to be very, very careful. Movies were best back then, in my opinion. Now they're kind of sloppy, and they need some help. But I look at what we're giving our kids, and we're just giving them just to give. We're not helping expand their mind. And we're losing our creativity. You wonder why we have movies that are in, you know, version 4, 5, and 6, because they're tacking on to the success of 1, 2, and 3. Because what? They're lacking imagination. Now, I could sit here and go off on a tangent, but I don't want to do that. I want to bring you back to how to help your child dream. Because what if you could help them dream a little dream? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Dream a little dream. Yes, that's when you as a parent, a grandparent, an auntie, a mentor can come in and say, you know what? I want to help stretch my kiddo's mind. I want them to be able to see that nothing is impossible, right? If you don't have dreams, right? You've got American Idol on now. You've got The Voice. Those are stories about people who have dreams. Dreams of becoming famous singers. Now, some people would say, oh yeah, some of them shouldn't be on there. And we get that. We get those laughs. But it still starts at a young age. And we've got to look at fostering this for our kiddos. Because if you do not advocate for your child, who will? And I really want you to think about that, because it is not the responsibility of everybody else to take care of your child. It is your responsibility. Hey, I said it was a confessions day. And I'm laying it all out on the table. You are responsible for your child. And if you want to raise them to be bright and allow them to dream a little dream and to expand the vision, their horizons, to have a brighter future, you have got to help expand their mind. That means they've got to have an imagination. They've got to be able to dream a little dream. So what does it look like in real life to do this, to help your child, right? Because I know there are some people who are like, I don't know. I had a discussion with my mom. I love her dearly. And I was like, Mom, you know, I want to write something about imagination with kiddos. And her expertise is early childhood and kindergarten. And I just love that, because we get to go back and forth. And me having 5 of her grandchildren, yes, it's awesome. I had an expert on my side all the time. And so I would ask her questions. Well, guess what? I still ask her questions because I want to dive deeper. And I'll say, oh, I read this. And she'll say, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And she'll give me an example. One example she said that we can do as parents is really explore what it is for imaginary play, right? So you got to encourage that exploration. And what I mean by that is you want to ask them to be something they're not. What if you were to ask your child to be a tree, to be something in nature, a bird, a rock even? Think about a rock, right? A rock will look different for a 3-year-old, to a 6-year-old, to a 12-year-old, to a 12th grader. And how they perform, how they imagine what a rock is, right? You see a rock is what? Maybe for you, it's very firm. So maybe their muscles are all tight. But what if there's a little soft spot where there's something growing? So maybe their hand is a little bit soft because that's the weak point in the rock. Maybe there's a crack. So maybe they're not all in a ball. Maybe their legs are slightly open to represent that crack in the rock. You see, that's imagination. What about a tree? What does it look like to be a tree? A tree that's blowing in the wind. A tree that is withstanding hard rains. A tree that is in bloom. Those are all different types of trees. And they're going to all look different and act different. We can ask our kiddos to explore things like that. So it expands their imagination and it becomes fun. It's like playing house in a different manner, right? When I was a young kiddo, I don't know why I had this bug, but I did. And when all the cousins would get together, right? My mom and her 2 brothers and all the cousins would come together. For some reason, I thought we needed to put on a play all the time. And I was the director. And I would tell them what to do and how to play this part and to be this part. And then we would go out and perform the play in front of everybody. What do you think that was doing? Well, number one, for me, it was stretching my imagination. But for all the kiddos involved, all my cousins, it was stretching their imagination. Right now, do you think they were thinking that? Do you think their parents were even thinking that? Of course not. Think my mom was thinking that? Oh, yes, she was. But what it was doing, it was encouraging this exploration of imagination. So provide your child with diverse experiences and opportunities to explore different interests, right? It might be signing up for art classes. Make sure it's age appropriate, by the way. Maybe it's going on a nature hike and pretending to be a tree as you look at one. Maybe it's visiting museums, right? Maybe your child is loving trains right now. My grandson, he does not get enough of trains. I mean, we go over the railroad tracks, we see trains, it's trains, grandma. And so everything's about trains. So the more you can explore that, what does that look like? How can you be a train? Expose them to new and exciting experiences. And when you do that, it can ignite their curiosity and spark their imagination. You are stretching them. You are helping them think beyond what they see, meaning what they can actually touch with their hands, what they understand. Go back to the card that said zero. And you flip it over and there's nothing there. What would that look like if you told your child to be a zero? How would they imagine that? How would they describe that? How would they show that? So encourage that exploration. Number two, foster a safe space for creativity. Too many times a day, we are telling our kids, no, 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 no. And yes, there's a place for no. I totally believe it. But creativity, when they want to play with Play-Doh, please say yes. When they want to color, please say yes. When they want to go outside and dig in the dirt and help you plant a brand new, you know, pot something in the ground or whatever it is, or flowers because spring is around the corner, don't say no. Yes, I know you can do it faster, but engage them. Foster that safe space for creativity. Because what you're doing here is you're creating a nurturing environment at home where your child feels free to what? Dream and express themselves. And you want them to be able to do it in a safe space. You want them to be able to have that open communication. You want them to actively listen. And you want to also praise their ideas and creations. This safe space is going to empower them to think outside the box, right? Dream bigger than what they actually can see and touch in that moment without fear of judgment. Because unfortunately, they go to school and somebody's going, ha ha, look at that kid, what is he doing? Maybe your child's already been bullied like that. Right? I remember growing up, band geek was a thing. Oh, she's a band geek. What about the ones who's a thespian? Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you don't get it as much, but it still happens. There are more opportunities, but the teasing still occurs. So make your home a safe space for creativity so your child can experiment with his or her own imagination. And finally, number three, lead by example. You have got to be able to express yourself in a thoughtful manner, right? Age appropriate for your child, please. And show your child the value of dreaming. Show your child the value of setting goals and sharing your aspirations and achievements. You know, when I first started years ago, now over a decade ago, thinking I was going to do a podcast, now we're almost 3,400 episodes in. That is crazy, my friend, to think about it that way. But my kids were little enough that the older ones kind of heard of podcasts, but they really weren't into that. They were doing their own things, doing their own activities with their friends, and that's great. But then Mama actually started doing it. And Mama kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. And days became weeks, became months, became years, now over a decade. And what do you think I showed them? I shared a dream that I wanted to be able to help people around the world. I wanted to serve women in a manner so they could go serve and love their families. So lead by example. And also when you do that, engage in imaginative play. Do it together. Read inspiring stories. That's one of the things my grandson loves. He's like, Grandma, tell me a story. Tell me a story, Grandma. And so some of them, they're fairy tales and I make them up. Some of them are biblical and they're real. Others, sometimes I literally, it's just off the cuff. And I don't know how it comes out of my mouth, but it does. Because why? I have stretched my mind and I use my imagination. I think about what he's working towards. I think about where he is in his age and what his interests are, and I create a story around that. So read inspiring stories. Tell inspiring stories. Discuss plans together as a family. What is it going to look like this summer? Spring's around the corner. Warmer weather. Are you going to go to the beach? Are you going to go visit a farm? Maybe go to a place where they make trains? What is it for your family? By modeling a positive attitude towards dreaming, you're going to instill a sense of hope and possibility in your child's mindset. And mindset, my friend, is everything. What you think about, you bring about. Do not put a limit on your child's mind. And unfortunately, there are a lot of parents and grandparents and aunties and uncles who do that. Please do not do that. I told you it was confession day. And this is one of these things that, I want kiddos to dream. I don't want them to have any limitations on where their mind can go. Now, obviously, we need to have healthy boundaries, right? We can't be too wild. But we need to let them dream beyond what they can see. Because as you know, dreaming is not just for bedtime. It's a powerful tool to shape your child's future. And when you cultivate a culture of dreaming in your home, you equip your child with the essential skills of creativity, resilience, and ambition. It's like, sign me up. I'll take all of that for my child. And it's going to guide them towards a fulfilling and purposeful life. It's going to help give them direction. And it's going to give them critical thinking skills. Remember, a child's dreams are the seeds of their future success. Nurture them with care and watch them bloom into bountiful blessings. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.